One economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic is food security. A recent study by Feeding America found 1 in 5 people and more than 1 in 4 children in the Chattanooga area and Northwest Georgia could face hunger due to that impact. Sophie Moore is Director of Community Outreach for the Chattanooga Area Food Bank, a member of Feeding America.
Sophie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tell us about the needs that you are seeing in the community now.
Initially, just after the pandemic, we experienced about a 30% increase in the need for our services. But we know that that's going to last beyond even the spread of the virus. So we're really making preparations for the long haul, for months and years to come, because folks will be recovering from the economic effects long after the virus stops spreading.
And you've had a high-profile visit recently to underscore all that.
We did. We are actually a proud member of Feeding America, one of only 200 food banks in the nation. And their CEO, Claire Babineau-Fontenot, came to visit us. And that was a really big treat. She spent the whole time walking around the warehouse, speaking with our staff and our volunteers, learning about what we're doing on the ground here. We get so much support from Feeding America, from access to funding and grants to national food resources. So it was wonderful for us to be able to show how we put that partnership into action.
And then talking more about what is specifically going on here, we should mention the Farmers to Families Food Box Program.
Right. And this is a really neat program. I think folks will remember, although it seems like a very, very long time ago, only a few months ago, there were farmers pouring milk down the drain and plowing their fields under because they had grown food for cruise ships, entertainment venues, a lot of different restaurants. And with the closures due to the pandemic, no one was really left to buy that food. So the USDA stepped in and developed the Farmers to Families Food Box Program. And it has been a real treat for the people that we serve. We are considered a receiving agency in our region. So we work with food distributors who bring in that really high quality food that was going to go to high end purchasers. And now we get to work with our nonprofit partners in the region to give it away for free, no questions asked, to the people who need it the most.
And another thing we should talk about is what is known as pandemic EBT.
Pandemic EBT, or Pandemic Electronic Benefits Transfer, is a program that's administered by each state. And essentially, it replaces the free and reduced meals at schools that children did not receive when schools closed. For some kids, that's the only meal they can really depend on, is what they receive at school. So we all know that our schools in the region stepped up and did everything they could to fill that gap. Now states are providing $256 plus to families per child. All you have to do is make sure you're enrolled. So if you receive SNAP, which used to be called food stamp program, if you receive SNAP, then you are automatically enrolled to receive these benefits and they'll come through on your EBT card. But if your child receives free and reduced school lunch and you are not enrolled in SNAP, you have to apply for those benefits. We serve Tennessee and Georgia, and each state has its own application process. Tennessee ends on August 14th, and Georgia is open until September 25th. Georgia just opened while Tennessee's been open for a little bit. You can go to our website, and we have a pop-up on our homepage that people can click to get the links for their states to apply. But for those who don't receive SNAP, it's really important that they do apply. It's a generous benefit that can really make a difference right now.
With cases where they are in this area right now and likely to go in the near future, how does that complicate the work that you're doing, and how does that affect your projections of what the need is going to be in the short term?
At this time, we project that 1 in 5 people overall, and that includes 1 in 4 children, are going to face hunger as a result of the pandemic. And people are facing situations, of course, that they've never had to deal with before. For example, people who may be living right on that line of financial security, who never needed help before, need our help now. They may be sent home to quarantine and not be able to work, or they may have lost their job. That means that they're at home without the resources to go buy food. So we are working with different organizations, including La Paz, and working with the health department to find ways that we can distribute food through different screening settings to people. We know that it's not as easy right now for families who are having to deal with even fewer resources than they had before. So we evaluate all of our programs. We've added new programs like additional mobile pantries. We've expanded how much food we distributed existing programs. With schools being a little uncertain for the next year, we're continuing to work with them. We have close relationships with the schools in our area through programs that we've had for a long time, and we continue to do what we can to support them and, of course, the children that attend school.
And where can people go online for more information, and where can people call?
The best source of information is chatfoodbank.org. You can find food resources close to you. You can donate, and you can sign up to volunteer. It's a one-stop shop. Of course, you can also call us at 423-622-1800 as well.
All right. Sophie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for your support.